What's popping? Brand new whip just hopped in.
Bit of Jack Harlow.
Is that Jack Harlow?
Yeah, dude.
True.
You ain't know.
No, I don't listen to Jack Harlow.
Damn. He's
Don't need get up on it.
I reckon you do, dude.
Got any recommendations?
He's got bars.
First class.
Up in the sky. Do I have any recommendations?
For Jack Harlow. Sorry, I was just testing the mic. I can't really hear myself, eh?
Can you not?
Oh, I kind of can.
Do you want me to turn it up?
No, that's all right. Oosh, that's why. That's much better. Why'd you turn 3 up? Woody's not here.
Sad moment. Sad moment for Woody.
Hello, doctors, my old friend.
Oh, dude. How you doing?
Fucking hot.
Yeah. I just pulled my papers out. It was so hot today that my papers were sweating. Like, they're all stuck together because they're wet.
Yesterday, because yesterday was not as hot, but it was like 39.
Oh, it was up there.
Hot and muggy. Mm. And same thing, my Take 5 booklet that I keep in my top pocket, whipped it out at the end of the day, and the whole back cardboard bit of it was drenched in sweat.
All the pages sticking together. Yeah. That's what my fucking darts are doing right now, dude.
Oh, that's unlucky.
It is.
Do you want to borrow one of mine, bro? Are you alright?
I'll be alright, man.
Okay.
I appreciate Just it.
Let me know.
I appreciate
are it. Are you smoking that fucking... Fuck, we're starting the episode off the same way, talking about smokes.
Yeah. Bro, the $50...
Yeah.
$50 for 50 grams.
Pretty good. It is sus, though.
It sucks.
They're not the greatest.
No.
At all.
If, like, the first one of the day isn't too bad, I don't find.
Well, yeah, true.
Like, well, I mean, I haven't had a dart for 6 to 8 hours, so.
Really?
Well, when I'm sleeping, I'm not really sleeping.
Oh, right, yeah. So, I thought you meant, like, right now.
No. So, like, in the morning, it hits. But the longer the day goes on, the more just harsh it gets in my throat.
Do you find the burn hell quick as well?
Yeah, they do.
Because it's so dry.
So dry.
And yeah, they're pretty rank.
You get big clumps of just like wood.
And when you don't realise and you roll the paper and it's in the middle of your smoke and you get to there and then you can't smoke it anymore.
Yeah.
It's the most frustrating thing in the fucking world. But.
$50 for 50 grams.
You can't really complain.
Dude, I'm thinking about quitting.
Okay.
Because I sent you that podcast episode of Theo Von and what's his name?
Can't remember what his name was.
Dude, why is it? Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
The like life coach, hell rich dude.
Mm.
And like, I won't say what happens in the episode, but they pretty much, it's like a psychologist talking to Theo for fucking 2 hours.
Right.
And like, that's not the point of it, but that's how it sort of comes across. Because like, Tony will obviously go into his thing where he's asking him his problems, asking him about certain things and like Theo answers and he gives him like techniques to fix the sort of shit.
I see.
But he talks about like addiction and that sort of thing or like how to better your like life, but also addiction and changing your mentality and whatnot. And he's like, there will be like loopholes or like doors will open where, like, you can go out because you've obviously, like, gone through where you get sick of smoking. You're like, fuck this, I don't want to smoke.
Mm.
Like, wasting money. Like, it's not doing anything for me. So that's, like, when a door opens for you to jump out and it's only open for, like, a limited amount of time.
And that's when you quit.
That's when you should quit, but obviously you can keep smoking, whatever. But then that door will close, you'll start feeling comfortable with it again because you probably go through phases where you're like, oh, I don't give a fuck, I don't really want to quit smoking.
Yeah, I'm back in that phase.
Yeah, so you'll go through that phase where you just don't really care.
Mm.
you're comfortable, it like fulfills needs that you have.
Well, I think the door is still creaked open a little bit, but it's very close to being closed again.
And like, I feel like I go through those cycles so much, even in everyday life. It
happens to me with drinking as well.
Yeah.
Not just smoke. Well, probably anything.
Everything, dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, there's so much good shit they talked about in that
episode. Yeah, I have to give it a listen, eh?
Like, for real, like, on the mentality side of things.
Mm.
And, like, yeah, it's fucking opened my mind big time, eh?
True.
I've been buzzing.
Is he, like, well-known, that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's done seminars for, like, I think he was saying, like, 1.5 million people.
Jesus.
During COVID, like, over Zoom.
Yeah, right.
He gets, like, fucking tens of thousands of people come in, like, seeing him live.
Yeah.
Like, he's huge, man. And
true.
Fuck, he told a story. Mm. One guy, 730 pounds is how much he weighed. Like, he was bedridden.
Jesus.
Fucking for 5 years.
It's crazy, by the way, but... Yeah, keep going.
Addicted to, like, antidepressants because his best friend or, like, his brother died.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was in bed for 5 years, like, couldn't walk. Doctors told him he couldn't walk.
Mm.
Like, had to piss in his bed, basically.
Far out.
Like, was fucked up.
Yeah.
And, like, went online to one of the Zoom sessions with Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Like, heaps of people in there. And I'm not sure how, like, they got in contact, but... Like, it was through that.
Yeah.
And, like, completely changed his life. Lost 360 pounds. Like, started walking, started driving.
Damn.
Like, shit that he hadn't done for years.
Yeah.
All because of, like, what Tony Robbins sort of...
True.
Like, instilled in him. And
what a G.
Bro,
that's like, crazy to think about, though, if he was, what, 730 pounds.
Yeah.
And he lost... How much did you say?
Like, over 300 pounds.
So he'd still be like 400 pounds.
Oh, he's still a big boy.
Yeah, he'd still be a monster.
But that's crazy.
That's crazy though.
Yeah.
Being that weight and being able to drop that much, like almost half your weight.
Literally. Like, and
I wonder if he'd even be able to lose any more weight after that. Because if you were to get that big and you lose that much on your own, surely the only next option would be like liposuction.
I'd imagine you probably would need a form of that.
Because, like...
You got all the skin still.
Yeah,
well.
If you've been that big, I don't think your body, like, physically can lose any more weight.
Nah. Plus, it's very hard to.
Please. Pardon me. I just wiped my head and it just turned that soaking.
Holy shit.
I've been like this all day, dude. It ain't fun.
Yeah, damn.
Speaking of... Speaking of people being heavy, the VB fun fact of the episode.
Go on.
Lee McNabb is the heaviest recorded Aussie boxer. He weighed 141 kilos.
141. Oh, fuck. I thought we were still talking in pounds for a second there.
141 kilos. So what's that like?
That's nearly, heavyweight.
That's nearly like 300 pounds.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
around that. Yeah. Like almost double.
Yeah. That's a big boy.
Choo.
Heavyweight, was he?
Oh, it doesn't say.
Largest Australian.
You'd assume so, yeah.
You'd hope so.
Well, heaviest recorded Aussie boxer.
Right. Can they just go to whatever weight they want?
I think, I'm pretty sure heavyweight, there's no actual, like in boxing at least, there's no actual weight cut for it. Like you can be as heavy as you can, but you have to be over a certain amount to be heavyweight, obviously.
Yeah, right. So is there still divisions and whatnot, or
in boxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the so the heaviest division, you can be as heavy as you want.
Right. Just over a certain weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know what that would be. I could also be completely wrong. Yeah. But because Tyson Fury's heavyweight.
Yeah.
And all of his matchups that I've watched, like of recent years, like, the two, like, he will weigh so much more than who he's fighting.
Yeah, true.
That so it'd have to be, like...
Makes sense, but... Well, I guess, yeah, makes sense. They're all the big boys.
Yeah.
You gotta handle what's coming
at
you.
I guess boxing's a bit different than UFC.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense for UFC, you have to be pretty well the same weight.
Otherwise, the other dude will just fucking...
Maul you.
Maul you. Pick you up and... have his way.
Fuck. lots of fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fucking.
Fuck. The heat makes you delusional, though.
It does. Dude, I was walking around. So we were spraying a certain grass out of our fairways, which is dumb. Well, it's not dumb.
Like spraying it out.
Yeah. Because it doesn't look the best.
Mm.
So I get why we're doing it. Right. But it's also like, it's grass. Does a trick.
Yeah.
You can hit off it. But yeah. you get fucking delusional just walking up and down fairways from 10:30 to 3:30.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Just looking down, looking for grass inside of other grass.
Yeah.
Like you get I start looking at the grass we want, which is everywhere. There's fuck all of this other grass. So you're always just walking around looking at nothing. I would look at like the same grass that we want and be like, oh. Is that kike?
What, and spray it?
Yeah, I'll like start spraying. I'll be like, bro, what the fuck? It's the same grass as all the other grass around it. proper delusional, man. Yeah,
fucks with you.
Yeah.
And I swear, when it like, at work, if it's hot and you're sweating all day, no matter how much water you drink, your piss is still yellow.
Yeah, all the time.
Like, I drank like 4 liters of water today.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and my piss was still yellow.
Yeah. Fuck, I drank heaps of water today. I actually brought a water bottle out with me.
Oh, good man.
Which I never do.
Yeah.
I filled that bitch up like 4 or 5 times. It was like a 600ml bottle.
Yeah.
I just drinking pints of water at Smoko after work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think I've chucked a piss.
Really?
Yeah, I've just sweated it all out.
Actually, I've barely pissed today as well. Usually I piss.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. And you just sweat it out in this.
Yeah. It's not fun. That's why we have our shirts off, by the way.
Yeah, we're not gay. We're not gay.
Because it's... fuck, apparently it's only 32 degrees today.
Nah, it got to 41.
Oh, I mean like right now, sorry.
Right. Yeah, it's not too bad right now.
Yeah.
Can't say the same for yourself.
Nah. I'm feeling it. Really feeling it.
You look like Woody used to when he had his big ass fucking bottle. He was struggling that day.
He was. Fuck, it was hot that day though.
It was.
Oh, it's all right though. We move forward.
I've got to apologize to you.
You didn't watch the movie, did you? I already knew.
Because, well.
Oh, yep. Yeah, okay.
I was. No, I'm not going to make excuses.
No, what's the excuse? I didn't watch it. Why?
Nah, well. I was slack, and I was like, I'll watch it on Sunday. And then by then, we'd organised the Mr. Allen episode for this Tuesday, and I was like, oh, it won't come up. I should have watched it.
You should have.
Yeah.
Which one did I even give you? Did I give you Saltburn or Leave the World Behind?
I was going to end up watching Leave the World Behind because that was on Netflix.
I was going to message you and say, just watch that one.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm kind of more interested
in
that. Not that I'm not interested
in Saltburn. Oh, the Saltburn one's a bit of a... You would be more interested in Leave the World Behind than Saltburn, I think. Because you don't watch many movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no shit, since you mentioned it, like I've probably thought about that movie daily.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
It's good. Watch it tonight then.
Yeah, I will.
Well, if you don't have any plans.
Yeah. I'll watch it this week.
You promise?
I promise.
Pinky promise.
I'll pinky promise on it.
You can't break... Pinky promises are really personal to me.
I know, dude. They're personal to everyone.
Oh, I don't know.
Some
people have broken pinky promises with me before, and I don't talk to them anymore.
Real?
Yeah.
You're real dirty?
Yeah. I've got them out of my life instantly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Maybe I will watch it.
I listened to 2 of the albums you sent me. I was only supposed to listen to 1.
I did feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Driving home today, I was like, fuck, man, I didn't watch the movie.
I'm surprised you should have, on your way here, watched like a YouTube video explaining the plot. It just recited it.
I was thinking, like, on my way home, I was like, oh, I'll have about an hour before he gets here. I could just, like, watch... like an hour and just skip to where it looks important.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Fuck, those albums you sent me, though, the Wiki ones.
Mm.
What was the first one was...
So, I sent you the one with Mike and The Alchemist.
Yeah, I listened to that first.
Faith is a Rock, which is, like I said, a much more breezy album.
Very breezy, mainly because of the beat.
Pretty much.
Some of the bars are still pretty deep.
Yeah, they do get deep. Like, what's the song? I think it's Thug's Anthem.
Mm.
I love Wiki's verse on that. He, like, raps. What does he say? He's just talking about, like, the come up. Like, how you have to be patient and, like,
yeah.
If you want it, like, go get it.
Mm.
Go for it. Like, there's no point just fucking waiting around.
And all facts.
Not going for it.
Yeah.
Heaps of fucking sort of content about that sort of thing. But also pretty lighthearted.
Yeah.
Not too deep. Not as deep as the second record.
Yeah, what the Heroes?
Half God.
Half God, sorry, yeah.
By Wiki.
I preferred that one.
I thought you might.
Yeah.
Because I bumped them both before I sent them to you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I bumped it after. So I was like, fuck, I forgot about that album. It's
so fucking good.
Bro.
And it's... There's lots of songs on that one. Mm. On that Half God one.
Heaps of songs.
But it's not a very long album, is it? It's still only like 40 minutes, isn't it?
Each song's only about like 2.5 minutes.
Mm. Which is good for songs like that. Because yeah. It's just very like straight to the point.
He's almost...
And then it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me.
Almost like Earl Sweatshirt.
That song with Earl is... So nice.
All I Need. That
yeah.
is the sample on that, bro.
I do have to revisit both the albums because I only listened to both of them once.
Yeah. No,
and because I was driving when I listened to them.
Mm.
So I couldn't like the songs that I wanted to revisit.
Yeah.
But then DJ X has started chucking them in.
Wiki's really good. Like, super underground, like I said. But, oh man, he's so deep. Like, all his bars kind of, like, they hell resonate with me, kind of.
Yeah. Like, oh, for sure.
I see where he's coming every single time he raps.
Yeah.
Like, the perspective and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, nah. And his beat selection is awesome. Like, that Half God album.
That's what made it for me, I reckon.
Yeah.
The fucking beats.
I thought you would love the beats.
So nice.
So mysterious, kind of.
Yeah. And they're, like, a little bit in your face on a few of the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
I like it, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. Thank you for that.
That's all right.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Should I mention your next album?
Yeah, go on. I'll give you another movie, so you have to watch two this week.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've kind of thought about it. You never ended up listening to the Lemon Tweaks, eh?
No, I didn't.
I reckon listen to their album, Everything's Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's from 2023.
Yeah.
Super, like, it's pretty deep.
You've sent it through them through before, a few of the songs.
Yeah.
And I'm also pretty sure that album cover is a spin on The Doors album, Morrison Hotel.
Because it's like...
It's the same font.
Yeah.
And
same
like...
Same picture.
Pretty well the same picture, yeah.
You're probably whenever right.
Because whenever you send that, I'm like... Oh, he's listening to The Doors. Fuck yeah. And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on a second.
Someone else.
Hold on, I need to look.
The Lemon.
Because I could be like, but I'm pretty certain they're pretty similar. The Lemon Twigs. They look like The Doors as well.
I was going to say, I could see them being influenced by The Doors. Very, like, melancholy,
yeah.
Soft rock.
Like, well, you know this one. That's them.
Yeah.
And then...
Maybe I'll edit this one in.
Yeah, you could.
I could.
It's pretty well the same.
Yeah. Just no people in it.
Wait. Nah, because they're in it. On their one.
Oh, they are too.
Hold on. So that. Oh, this is nice. Fuck, this is really painful to do. Pretty similar. Very similar. But fuck yeah. I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Just from judging from that, I feel like I'm going to really like it, eh?
I think you will.
Fuck, now I got to see. That's the thing. I don't know what movies you have watched.
Oh, dude. you could like say
none.
Yeah,
I'm like, gonna give you a class. Have you watched any Quentin Tarantino movies?
I have not, right. But I'm always been interested to get into them.
Kind of similar with Saltburn. Is I wouldn't say they're an acquired taste, but there was definitely people out there that definitely would not like Quentin Tarantino movies.
Right.
Because they're almost a whole lot of nothing.
True.
In a way.
Yeah.
Like, there is a storyline, but they're unpredictable, actually, is the word for it.
Isn't his filming, like, super, like, forward-thinking almost? Like, he's created so many different camera angles and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. He's got, like, if you put a movie on and you didn't know Quentin Tarantino had a new movie and you'd seen all of his other movies, you'd be able to be like, oh, this must be a Quentin Tarantino movie.
That's pretty cool.
Like, he's got his own way of, like, filming. Like, he's created his own, what's the word, brand.
Yeah.
Kind of like someone's flow.
That's dope, in rapping, man. Yeah.
It's like him with movies. It's the same with, like, Martin Scorsese.
Right.
And, like, Christian Bale in a way as well.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Like, just fucking good.
They have their own sort of, like, style, yeah, artist.
And
like,
he's been making movies since the 80s.
Mm.
And he's only made 9 movies. And he's got a 10th one coming out. And then after that, he's not making movies anymore.
Really?
Yeah, he went on Two Bears, like, a while ago. True. And it was just him and Tom. And he, like, talked about it on there. He was like, yeah, I feel like 10's just a good number.
Yeah,
and, like, right. If I make 10 great movies, because his 9 so far are fucking awesome.
All classics.
Oh, they're all so fucking good. And he's like, yeah, if I make 10 and then they're all great and everyone loves them, I'll be happy.
Legacy, bro.
Yeah. And he also mentioned he's got, like, a like film series that he's written.
True.
Like, just one season.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was, like, 8 episodes of an hour long or something.
Yeah.
Which I think he'll do after he brings out the 10th movie.
That's pretty cool.
But, like, his last movie came out. Ooh. Probably the year we graduated, 2019. If not 2018, we're definitely still in school.
Right.
So, like, a while ago.
Yeah.
He takes pretty big gaps in between films.
The more and more you talk about him, the more and more I'm, like, relating him to an artist. Like, wanting to have a good discography.
Yeah.
Waiting a few years in between their releases. Mm-hmm. Like, making sure every album, in his case a movie, is, like, awesome.
And what else is cool, in most of his movies, he'll be in it for, like, just a short scene.
Really?
Yeah, and he'll be, like, just a random character. So this
does
one,
he say anything?
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking awesome. There's this one movie, Django Unchained. Jamie Foxx is the main character.
Mm.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
But, Quentin Tarantino's in it, and he acts as an Aussie that's trying to capture slaves.
Really?
Yeah. And he, like,
what?
His Aussie accent's pretty arse.
Yeah.
But it's quite funny. We could watch it right now, the scene. He gets blown up by dynamite.
What?
So, like, he puts himself in the movie just to get blown up by dynamite.
And talking an Aussie accent.
Yeah.
What? This guy sounds cool as fuck.
Dude, he's crazy though.
Yeah.
Like, the way he talks is, like, he talks super fast. Like, you can tell his brain is just always going.
Almost like Kanye, bro.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure him and Kanye might be friends.
I wouldn't
get a lie. But anyway, the one that I was gonna suggest from him,
yeah,
it's an old classic. Yeah. You probably already know what it is. Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I have heard that's like one of the best movies ever.
That was his breakout.
True.
Like, possibly his first movie.
Yeah, right.
Actually, no. No, not his first, but one of his first.
True. That's dope.
And that put a bit of a gravestone in, well, not a gravestone, what's the word? I don't know, because it came out in the 80s when movies were like a big,
they were popping,
big thing, like,
yeah,
everyone was going to the movies.
Actually going to the theatre.
But they weren't really making movies like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soundtrack for it, fucking awesome.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've got it on vinyl, the soundtrack.
True.
Yeah.
Dope.
It's a good soundtrack. Yeah. You'll like that one.
Yeah.
Well, most people do.
I've heard that that's like, yeah, one of the best movies ever. Like, got to check it out.
It's highly rated.
And every time I've heard someone like explain a bit of the plot or whatever, it sounds interesting as fuck.
That's probably the main one when I say it's almost a whole lot of nothing.
Mm.
And then it ends and it's kind of like, huh.
I have heard it's a like bit of a brain fuck.
A lot of his movies are though.
Right.
Like they're very like just all over the place.
True.
And a lot of the scenes in them, like some can go for like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, right.
Like his most recent one, there's like a scene where people meet for lunch to have like a meeting kind of.
Mm.
And swear to God, it goes for like 25 minutes and it's just one take, obviously.
Really?
And it's just them talking.
Yeah, right. That would be hard to act for 25 minutes, bro.
Yeah, bro.
One take.
And the other cool thing about Tarantino is he reuses actors a lot.
That's cool.
So like Samuel Jackson, he's in pretty well every single Tarantino movie.
He's a pretty good actor too, right?
Oh yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy that says motherfucker all the time.
True.
Yeah. If you knew like movies, you'd know.
Okay.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio, he's used twice, maybe three times.
Yeah.
Used Brad Pitt a lot.
Right.
All
the big names by the sounds of it.
Oh, like big names, but like the people, like they're the names of people that they're not really known for doing like a film series.
Okay.
Like they're just known for doing like super long, like quality movies.
Yeah.
And like, so obviously he's like friends with them as well.
Mm.
But yeah, it's cool that he reuses the same people. So you can kind of see them as an actor as well, do a completely different role.
Yeah. Right. That's cool.
It's pretty smart. Yeah. Do you want to watch this scene?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What happened over Candyland?
Bunch of shoot. Massa got shot.
Who shot him?
The German.
Why did he do that?
Nigga, the German was acting like
if you don't get around to Pulp Fiction, watch this one.
Well, what was he?
You'll like this one.
Barney Honus. Fuck me, Roy. I mean, this could be big, mate. Well, smoke.
Where is he, cunt?
You got a deal.
Maybe he is the one with long hair, condition. Actually.
What's that? We get there. The time come.
Oh, that's him.
Next you time. Let me help you kill him. Hey?
Pops in.
Yeah.
You're a funny bugger.
Got him loose.
There you. You got yourself a deal, Blackie. Got yourself a deal, mate.
Hey? You all right for a black fella?
Oh, yeah.
There we go, mate.
Yeah. We're going to give you that pack horse over there.
What them saddlebags got in them?
Dynamite.
I ain't riding a horse with no goddamn dynamite on his back.
I can understand that. Frankie, why don't you take them sticks off that horse and stick them in the narrow cage?
A little dynamite for you, black boy. Flavor.
Well, Floyd, you got that rifle up on the wagon, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Why don't you give him your gun and gun belt?
Right, huh?
Now, don't drop the fucking thing, all right? I've just had the sights fixed, and they're perfect.
Oh, that's good to know.
Oh, dude. It's such a good movie, eh? Did you hear what he say when he threw the dynamite in the cage?
What did he say?
Fucking Quentin when he puts the dynamite in the cage.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, here's some dynamite for you black fellas.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I was going to say, I thought he had black hair and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he said more than that in that scene.
Yeah, right.
But it's just that one little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Pulp Fiction, he has a pretty big part.
True.
Yeah. And he drops right. The N-bomb like 10 times. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit. Is Quentin racist?
Is he racist?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
He's not racist?
No.
He just likes to drop the N-bomb every now and then.
Maybe only back then.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably pretty okay then.
Yeah.
That's back when we were calling them it.
I think it was still kind of frowned upon, but yes. Yeah. Back in the 80s, it was a bit more spoken aloud.
Yeah.
I'd assume.
Dude, I don't know if I should talk about this right now, but I remember
proceed
back in primary school. I used to say it so much.
Really?
I feel like, oh yeah.
Fuck.
Like, every second word was it.
How do you even know it in primary school?
I don't know. I just heard people say it. I was like, man, that sounds pretty cool. I'm going to say it.
Far out.
But
really?
Yeah. Fuck, bro. Me and my friends would say it all the time.
As if.
Yeah.
I wasn't in primary school. Oh, I would have been when I learned it.
Yeah.
But I never said it.
No, fuck. Oh, maybe me and my friends are fucked up, hey?
We're in the country.
Yeah, we used to say it all the time. And, like, I feel like I would even say it in front of... Like, I had a friend who was... No. Oh. Like, I had a friend who was black.
True.
I'd say it in front of him all the time.
He didn't care?
He didn't give a fuck.
No. Maybe that's why he said it. Maybe he gave you the pass.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't say it anymore.
Yeah, I know. We all know.
Yeah. I'm a good boy now.
You are a good boy.
Only when I'm in my car. Rapping.
Rapping.
No, I don't even say it there now.
Yeah, me either.
Like, if I'm rapping a verse, I'll like bleep it out myself.
I do that just... Well, actually, no, I'm not going to say it. Don't worry. I think it was going to sound bad. Like, it wasn't going to sound like what I was meaning for it to be. So we'll just leave that. Yeah, let's change topic.
Bro, I don't know if you want... You haven't listened to it, obviously, but 21 Savage's album is actually really cool.
DJ X played the song with Doja Cat.
It's not bad,
on my way here. I was like, it's all right.
It's not the best song on the album.
Yeah.
But it's not the worst.
21 has kind of whack bars.
He does have whack bars.
Like, one of them I was like... It was like... Something about pulling something out of someone's ass.
It wouldn't surprise me. He gets pretty freaky.
It was just weird. Like, it was a bar and it rhymed, but it was like a primary school rhyme.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it wasn't like, oh. I was like,
he does.
That's
have
something that, like, I'd sing over a song while I'm, like, making my own parody of it or something.
Or you're, like, freestyling in front of the boys. And
yeah.
You say that by accident.
Yeah. Everyone goes, what the fuck?
One of his bars is like, it smelled like gas, shit up poop.
Yeah, this bar was something like that.
Yeah, it's on the Young Thug song. But to be fair to him, like, he gets pretty personal on a lot of songs.
True.
They're actually really good, like, because he's not really trying to make a bar.
Yeah.
He's more rapping about his life or choices you can make and that sort of thing. And the production throughout the album.
Isn't there heaps of samples?
Heaps of samples.
True.
And like, a lot of the songs sound like Metro production, Metro Boomin.
Right.
But, and that's who 21 Savage works like best with.
Yeah.
But like, they're only four songs produced by Metro. All the others are just other producers with like awesome soul samples, like hard knocking drums and shit.
True.
Fucking good.
Maybe I'll have to give it a listen.
I can give you a few songs.
Yeah, give me a few songs because I probably wouldn't listen to the whole thing. Yeah. Is it long?
It's 50 minutes.
It's not too bad.
It's pretty, like, that's one thing I want to commend him for. Well, I mean, I don't know the cunt, but he kept it short. Like, he could have easily made a 20, 25 song album and put shit in there. But he's made it 15 songs, 50 minutes. Like, all pretty solid.
Yeah,
that's what I'd say. Listen to the second song, which is the first real song.
Right.
And listen to the outro.
Okay.
They're both pretty good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'll listen to them after this.
Good man. You're a good guy.
I try.
I know you do. I can see it, bro.
Oh, dude. The back of my hair is wet from sweat. I don't know how I'm still going.
Yeah. You surprised you're not tapped out?
Not like how I'm still sweating.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
I haven't sweat this much since I played basketball. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Probably boxing. Like, this is how I sweat when I'm boxing.
Yeah, shit.
I'm not doing anything.
Losing weight while you're sitting here.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I do need to drop a few kgs.
I do too, man.
And a bit of a beer gut, eh?
I wouldn't stress it, bro. You don't look too fat. Oh, she does look a little bit solid.
Yeah.
I get ya.
Yeah. My little baby.
Yeah.
I seen it. It was the other day. I was like, you know how I stress a lot?
Yeah.
About like silly things?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But I was just sitting down and I was like, fuck, I actually feel like a fat slob. Like, I feel disgusting. And then I was just like thinking about the past few months and like how busy I've been with like events, Christmas, New Year's, like even just like people's birthdays, all sorts.
Work.
And I was like, fuck. Like, you've been going pretty flat out. But then I was like, fuck. I swear no one else, like, everyone else is, like, fine, though. And I'm just sitting here getting fat. Like, what am I doing? And then I started seeing, and this was all just in my head. And I started seeing, like, photos and videos and shit about, like, December through January. And it's, like, May, November. It's, like, someone hell ripped. And it's, like, by the end of January, it's just, like, hell chubby and, like, fucked.
Damn.
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck, it made me feel kind of better. I was like, oh, at least I'm not the only one. And like shit about having no money in January. Not that I have no money, but like,
it's tied up elsewhere.
Even when I have money, I feel like I have no money.
I do the same.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I don't know. It's a push and pull, eh?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you won't have any money, but you feel like you got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, I can afford this, I can afford that. But then sometimes when you actually have money, you're like stressing about it.
Yeah.
Thinking that you don't have any.
Even though you do. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, bro. It's just wacky ways the brain works. And
it is a wacky mechanism.
Yeah. And feeling like a slob.
Mm.
I've been feeling like that lately.
I think it's mainly because I've just I haven't cut the gym off. I think I've talked about it before. I'm still trying to figure out a schedule for it.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
it's hard when you're working long days too.
Oh, and I've started working longer days as well. Like I'm doing 11 to 12 hours now.
Yeah.
And it's like by the end of that, especially when it's this hot and I'm like sweating all day, like actually working, by the end of the day I'm like, If I go to the gym, I'm going to be flogged the fuck out tomorrow.
And is it hardly even worth, like, going into the gym and half-assing it?
Exactly.
Like, because that's all you're going to do, really. You might do the first couple sets hard, and then you're going to be completely gassed.
Yeah.
And you just half-ass the rest of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I've sort of been feeling, especially with this heat, man.
The heat has been rough.
Because
even in the gym, like, even if they've got air cons on, it's still hot as fuck in there.
Oh, yeah. You got all those bodies in there. Like, especially at Vic Park Revo. So close. Like, oh, man, I sweat up a storm in there. I get fucking drenched.
Yeah, I remember you showed me your shirt the other day when I came over.
Yeah.
It was blue and it turned to black.
Yeah.
Because it was so soaking.
I know I've already talked about it to you.
Yeah.
But oh, some cunts in the gym lately. They've been pissing me off, bro.
You're making too many noises.
Yeah, oh, yeah, maybe I am. Yeah. I don't know.
There's been a few times I've gone with you and I'm like, I can't step a few steps away so people don't think I'm with you.
No, that was a while. No. I was fucking loud then. Like,
oh, not really.
I don't know. I'd be.
Yeah. You do make noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm not as, like, I'm more just, like, that's it. Pause. Yeah. Maybe that's why everyone's looking at me. They reckon I'm ejaculating every time I hit a set. get to the last thing, I reckon it's a climax because I'm full like, bro, my face gets, I have the worst lifting face.
Really?
It gets screwed.
Really?
Like,
that's kind of hot though.
Oh, I don't
shows really, you're working hard.
I used to really care about it, like, almost to the point where I'd look down so people wouldn't see my face. But fuck, bro, I don't give a fuck now, yeah. Eh?
Dude, you see some rough lifting faces.
Oh, yeah. But I don't judge it now because I'm like, fuck, man.
Means you're working hard.
Yeah. And, like, everyone does it.
But so what's up? People have been giving you dirty looks.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't someone videoing you the other day? Or yep. You think they were?
I reckon he was for sure. Or either videoing or taking a photo.
Yeah, right.
Because...
Was that the day where you had a fucking rip in your pants?
No. Oh, okay. Thank God. I was sitting down.
Yeah.
Listening to 21 Savage's new album.
Yeah.
Getting into it. Like, I'd finish my set, probably sitting there for 15 seconds. Like, look up, look around. Just see this little kid.
Little kid, really?
He might have been my age, but he was kind of small.
Yeah.
Like, that's one time I felt pretty big in the gym. Looked at him. He's sitting there, like, full camera pointed towards me like this, like, looking at it like that, like you're videoing.
Mm.
I look up, look directly at the camera.
Yeah.
And then he's like, pulls it down. Yeah, starts right. Fucking, like, going on it. And I was like, what's going on here? Fucking just staunch him, like, sitting in that chair still.
Mm.
Staunch him for, like, a minute. Just staring at him. Didn't look up once.
Really?
I was like, oh, fuck this, can't. And I was, like, had to convince myself not to walk up to him.
Were you gonna say something?
Yeah.
Fuck, I would have said something, actually.
I was going to be like...
Can't be doing stuff like that in the gym.
I was going to walk up, be like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Mm. Like, this is supposed to be a safe place where people feel like they can come.
In your contract for the fucking gym?
Yeah.
Don't take photos of people?
Yeah, bro.
Imagine if you were a... Oh, actually, no, don't worry.
But, well, it's just... It made me feel pretty violated, eh? Like...
I would, dude. You having a random person take a photo of you in the gym.
Mm.
Like.
And then.
The gym's violating enough as it is.
Yeah. Bro, I feel violated every time I walk in that bitch.
Same, dude. I get the dirtiest looks.
Yeah.
Probably because I walk in my fucking work gear.
You dirtiest.
All scraggly.
Fuck. Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, this fucking champ.
Yeah.
This come guy. On, muscles.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll get changed and walk out in a wife beater. That's already got a fucking sweat patch on it.
From your sweat at work.
Yeah, I just go straight to arms as well.
Yeah. Walk up, pick up like 25 kilo dumbbells for girls. And feels a bit weak today. Work 12 hours. Go and grab the 12.5.
Just drop the weight.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Oh, bro. And then, because that kind of made me pretty dirty. Like, just at people in general in the gym, even though it was just that guy.
Yeah.
And then I was there, like, probably the next day or the day after that, working fucking hard, like, and it was a hot day. Like, I was sweating all over. Like, you know the preacher curl?
Yeah, I know that one.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Bro, the whole pad just sweat. But I was cleaning it up every time. Like,
good man.
Even in between sets, I'd wipe it with my towel. Afterwards, fucking... Wipe it down. Went to do some like incline curls. And I working hard. The bloke next to me is doing the exact same. Like he's doing incline curls as well. Fucking sits on his phone for 5 minutes. I've probably done two sets in that time. Does his set. Now I'm going for my third after that. Like probably at the 6 minute mark. Just fucking stares at me the whole time with the dirtiest face. Because I could see it in the mirror.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I felt like turning and be like, bro, what's the fucking problem?
Yeah,
like,
you should have.
I'm sitting here working hard.
Yeah.
And you're just fucking
staring at me.
Staring at me. Like, if I'm doing something wrong, tell me.
Yeah.
Or fuck off. Like.
What a dog.
Get in your own space.
Yeah, no shit.
I get people.
I never stare at people at the gym, eh?
Nah, because how do you feel when someone stares at you?
Maybe you're just looking extra big lately.
Maybe, dude. I was wearing a fucking, I was. I was wearing fucking singlets both times.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Well, arm day. Got it.
Oh, you have to on arm day. Or you could wear a pump cover.
I have done that a few times.
Have you? Yeah, you get home.
Nah, bro, like, well, usually I do wait till I'm home. But sometimes I take it off mid-sesh.
Really?
And I'll just be thinking, everyone's looking at me like, bro, you're not even that big. You don't need a pump cover.
Wait, you got singlet underneath, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought you were saying, like, you just take your fucking shirt off.
No. Like, I'll wear the singlet and then the shirt.
Yeah.
Halfway through, take it off.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
In winter, I do.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Because, you know, stay warm.
Yeah.
Then you get warm, take it off. But yeah, same thing. You feel like a bit of a cock.
I felt like the biggest cock whenever I did it.
At least you're not taking it off in front of the mirror. And then you got your singlet on. You know, people that fucking take the pump cover off and then go over to the mirror.
Like, just full flexing in front of everyone.
The funniest thing is when you walk into the toilet and there's someone in there taking a photo. And you catch them and straight away the...
As if you did not see.
It's like, dude, you might as well just keep taking the photo.
No shit.
And then you go into the cubicle to take a piss, come out, it's the same thing.
No shit.
Just take your fucking photo, dude.
We both know that you're taking a photo right now.
Like,
it's chill.
It makes it more funny that you're taking a photo when you do that.
Yeah.
Like,
if you just keep doing it.
If you just keep doing it, I wouldn't think twice.
Nah.
But the fact that, like, you're embarrassed about it is what makes it... Oh, probably shouldn't laugh at people's embarrassment. But you know what I mean. That's what makes you go like, oh, he's taking a photo.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just keep going, it's like, oh.
I probably wouldn't even remember it by the time I get back to my fucking chair.
No shit. And then they come out and you see them in the gym floor after.
Yeah, they're always like, they look at you, look down.
Yeah. Give them a little wink.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah. Taking those thirst trap pics. Did you see that video?
What video?
Of the fucking... It's like two electricians, like a tradie and a apprentice.
Yeah.
And they're working in someone's room and they've got like a nanny cam in the room. And the apprentice is taking photos in the mirror, like lifting his shirt up and shit.
Oh, no.
And the homeowner's like been watched it on their phone as it happened. They must have just checked it at the right time.
Yeah.
He's taking these pictures and the homeowners messaged the tradie and sent him the video.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, fucking, what'd they say? It was like, oh, tell your apprentice to take another photo. And then the tradie gets the apprentice over and is like, what do you see there? And he's like, what? And he can't see. And then he shows him the video and the fuck. He like tries to cover it up. He like turns to the mirror. He's like, oh. Oh
no.
Yeah. It's fucking funny, dude.
That homeowner is a legend for that.
Oh no shit.
Like
how good.
He sent that through knowing that the apprentice was gonna get the piss taken.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because obviously the tradie's not gonna give a fuck.
Nah. He's just gonna get the piss.
Fuck, he'll get that for the rest of his apprenticeship as well.
Oh, yeah.
Till the day he's signed off.
I wouldn't be surprised if they carry it into his next workshop.
Probably.
His boss will get be recognized. His reference or something. He'll be like, oh, yeah. If he gets a job, just know that he did this.
Mention the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll know.
Fucking, what's a good nickname for him? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Some bullshit.
Oh, dude. I've always really wanted to be good at giving people nicknames.
I'm terrible at it, though.
I suck at it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. People that can do it are legends.
I don't know how people do it. It was like the first day at my new job that I work at now.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't hard. They just call me Wilson.
Works.
It does work. Wilson or Wilhelm.
They could definitely have better ones.
Oh, yeah.
But
it was like at my old job, I was Wilbo. Wilbo Baggins.
That's pretty funny.
That one was pretty funny. When they first said it, I was like, oh, I actually don't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I love the ones when they can make them, like, not anything to do with their name. Like, it might be a personality. Or sometimes they just get nicknames.
That's from something they do.
It's just like, how the fuck is that your nickname?
Yeah.
Like,
That's
the randomest nickname.
A guy I used to work with, his nickname was Jellybean. Yeah. And I was like, how did he... Because it did not relate to his name at all.
Yeah.
And then I asked one day, I was like, so what's the go for this jelly bean thing? And it's because they had to get flu vaccinations 1 year.
Yeah.
And when he got his, he went all pale and like nearly fainted, and the nurse started feeding him jelly beans.
Oh, that's good.
To get sugar.
That's good.
So jelly bean, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Like the ones where it's like something that happened at work, that's like laughable.
Yeah.
Is like, those are the good ones.
One of my old bosses at CBH, his nickname, like I don't even know. I never knew his real name.
Oh, really?
Like, I just called him Skid. He's still in my phone as Skid.
Yeah.
That's just what everyone called him. Skid.
Skid.
He must do some gnarly skids or something.
Yeah, maybe. Skid's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's like my tradie. His nickname is Pav.
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 Does he have any sort of Pav in his name? How does he have that nickname?
There is a story behind it.
Trey.
But like, when he told me, he was like, oh, it's a long story. And he told me it took like 5 seconds. I was like,
yeah right.
Dude, that's a hell long story. But like, it relates back to fucking high school, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a pretty good one. And then I work with another guy. His nickname's Bambi. Have you seen Bambi?
Yeah.
Because he plays baseball, and apparently when he runs, his knees buckle inwards. Because when we have Friday beers, he puts on his fucking baseball training top, and it says Bambi on it.
Right.
And I asked one of the other boys, I was like, do you know where Bambi comes from? And he told me that, and then he's walking over to his toolbox. I was like, oi, run to it, run. And he just turned around with a fucking smirk on his face. He's like, no,
yeah,
not a fucking chance. But I can see it. He looks like the kind of guy that would run like that.
What's the word I'm looking for? Knobbly knees.
Knobbly knees, yeah. Wobbly knees.
Wobbly knees. Fuck, man.
Did you fuck your durry up?
Because of the sweat, it's just making them go retarded, eh?
Nothing wrong with that.
Sorry. No, I was okay. Frustrated. Sorry for dropping an R-bomb.
The R-bomb. I actually
don't want to end up like Matt Rife.
Oh, dude. I don't even... I'd never ended up looking into that.
Nor did I.
Whether he got cancer or not. Oh, dude. Pardon me. I cannot wait for the weather to fucking chill out a bit.
It's just not needed at the moment, right?
It's just gross. It's pretty funny. Our boss comes out today. He's like, oh, after sitting in his air-conned office all day, oh, it's pretty hot out here. Really?
No shit.
Really? You reckon?
Yeah, bro.
And he goes, oh, every hour, you boys can go and sit in the crib room for 5 minutes and cool down. Cheers. You look after us, eh?
While you sit yourself on your fucking office chair in your office. Aircon.
Shit like that, that fucking ticks me over, eh?
It's pretty annoying.
And do you remember earlier on, like, it might have been early December or, like, late November, we had that little bit of a heat wave?
Yeah.
And same thing, he'd sit in his office with the aircon on all day.
Yeah.
Put his jacket on because it was so cold in there, and then walk out to the workshop, come and talk to us with his jacket on, be like, oh, it's actually quite hot, and take it off.
That's it's like infuriating.
It's almost like, are you doing this on purpose? Like,
just to rub it in?
Yeah, or like, are you just not really thinking about it?
He would have had to do his yards in the shed though, right?
Oh, yeah, he's...
I reckon he's probably taking the mickey out of his a bit.
But it's not like we're complaining about it.
Nah, but...
Don't get me wrong, the people do complain about it.
He would know it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
And he's coming out of his air-conned office. I reckon he's doing it on purpose, bro.
Oh, I mean, I don't really give a fuck either way.
Yeah.
I'm not the one at work when he does it. I'm like, fucking...
Fuck Brad.
Fuck coming out of your jacket. Fuck cunt.
Fuck me, man.
Oh, nothing fucking piss... Fuck. Sorry to the listeners that were ranting about work right now. But you can probably relate. There is nothing more annoying than those one or two people at work that complain about every single little thing.
It drains you.
They could get given the creamest job out of everyone and have something to complain about.
Every time.
And it's like, dude.
Are you ever happy?
Like, Literally, cry me a fucking river. I said that to someone today.
Really?
Yeah, because they were chucking a sook about the silliest fucking thing. And I just looked, and I was like, cry me a fucking river. Like, come on. And they went, yeah, maybe I will. I was like,
do it then.
Go on.
Yeah, please. Right.
I actually have to be careful sometimes because I'm a mature age apprentice.
Yeah. That thing's fucking banging.
Yeah, it was banging. But I'm still an apprentice.
Yeah.
Because at my old job, there was no such thing as like ranking. So I could just kind of talk to anyone however I wanted in a way. Not that I'm rude or disrespectful.
You just...
But like...
It's almost like you're just a normal worker.
Oh, I just talk how I'd talk to my mates, which is probably better.
Yeah.
Than being that shy little apprentice that's like sucks everyone's dicks.
100%.
But then at the same time, there's a few times where I'm like, all right, fuck. Probably shouldn't say that to my tradie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then...
I think it's just
a bit different.
I think it's just a part of growing up. Like, obviously, you're a mature age. I know, like, my mate, he's a mature age. He just talks to everyone.
Normally.
Like, yeah, normally.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm at that point now where I just talk to everyone like they're my mate.
Oh, it makes work more enjoyable.
Yeah, because the first couple of years, I definitely was, like, shy.
Oh, I remember when I did my apprenticeship at the first place I was doing it.
Mm.
I, like... would avoid talking to people.
Yeah.
Because I was scared of, like, saying the wrong thing.
Yeah. Like, I'd be stoked if I was on a job by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, fuck yeah, don't have to talk to anyone. Because same thing. Don't want to say the wrong thing.
Or, exactly.
Yeah. I don't even
Or, like, know. Think you're saying something funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you, like, fuck it up.
Yeah.
It definitely comes with growing up, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just in trades, either.
Just in life, like, bro.
Exactly. Like, you can't get... Well... Obviously, everyone's different, but
yeah,
being able to talk to people plays a big part in growing up.
Yeah, for sure. Because well, like, I always used to be dirty at myself for it. Like,
right. What do you mean?
Because I'd see, even during like high school, like when I started playing senior leagues and whatnot with like men, like I'd still be pretty shy, but I'd see other kids my age just like be normal around them. And I'd always be like, why the fuck am I not like that?
I was the exact same, dude.
It would, like, really cause an issue for me, eh?
Gets you, eh?
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, you think about it a lot, like, even after work, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, it's the same as, like, the shower thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, you'll think about something where you didn't say anything. And you'd be like, oh, if I said this, that would have fucking, that would have killed.
No shit. Like... Exactly like in work when you're having those just normal work combos.
Like banter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I could have fucking chipped in with this, like this. Even those things come to your brain as it's happening, but you just don't say it.
Yeah, and then it's just that split second too late. And you're like, if I say it now, people are going to make fun of how long it took you to say something.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I've got no comebacks now, I just go, yeah, well, yeah. Like someone says something.
You just admit defeat pretty much.
Yeah, like if someone wins, like we'll go back and forth for a bit. I'll be like, yeah, well, guess what? Yep. And just walk away.
Admit you're wrong.
Yeah. It's better to just admit you're wrong be able to laugh about it.
Yeah.
Than say,
fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to lie today. I gave a few people shut the fuck up.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because this is one dude, right?
Yeah.
Always on his phone. Okay. And he does... Do you remember in school when you'd sneak your phone into class and you'd put it, like, next to your book on the side where the teacher wasn't?
Yeah.
So it'd look like you're on your computer, but you're actually on your phone?
Yeah.
He does that.
At work.
Yeah, but with, like, the, like, part manuals.
What?
Like, he'll put them, like, go to a random page... And because they're big books.
Yeah.
Like Bible size.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. The cabinet that they're kept in, there's a label that says Bibles.
that is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and he'll put his phone next to it. And then, like, or he'll walk over to his toolbox and, like, go on his phone inside his toolbox. And it's like,
bro.
Dude, you're making it more obvious that you're on your phone.
No one stands there and... Just looks in their toolbox for fucking 5 minutes.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong. His toolbox is a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I don't know how he finds anything in there. But still.
Yeah.
Like, it's so obvious. But anyway, I got a notification on my phone, and all I did was whip my phone out, check it. Didn't even, like, swipe up and, like, go on it.
Yeah.
Just looked at my home screen, and as I was putting it back in my pocket, he comes past and goes, "Get off your phone at work."
Did he actually?
Yeah. And that was one of the moments where I just turned and said, "Shut the fuck up."
I would have too, to be honest. But like, bro, you can't talk.
To be fair, every time I walk past and he's on his phone, I say something.
Fair enough.
It's like this morning, first thing in the morning, just straight on his phone. I was like, come on, mate, it's 6:15.
Surely nothing's popping on the IG feed.
Oh, no way. Just like just walk past and just not even out loud, just quietly be like, always on your phone.
Can't you move?
I give him so much shit. Yeah. I feel kind of like there's been a few times where, like, at the end of the day, I'll go up to him and be like, "Oh yeah, sorry about that, dude." But, like, he knows it's banter.
Yeah,
but like,
it sounds like banter. Oh, if he's doing it back to you.
It's all banter.
That would, like, be a bit annoying.
Yeah. Well, he's told me to shut the fuck up a lot of times.
Right.
Like, even if I'm just like singing out loud or something, he'll be like, "Oh, just be quiet." And I'm like, yeah, actually, fair.
Bro, that reminds me of a boarding story.
Yeah, go on.
I just rambled. No, it was good, man. I liked it.
Thanks.
I'm going to say the name so it makes sense.
Yes.
So we're in year seven, right? And there's this one kid. And, like, he kind of got the piss taken out of him a bit. I do feel a bit bad.
Can you say his name?
Yeah, I'll say his first name, Cobb.
Oh, you mean Cobb got the piss taken out of him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was one night there. I was sleeping, like, my bed was across from Cobb's. And in year 7, 8, like, you could see the person sleeping across from you.
Yeah.
Like, there was no door or curtain or nothing.
True.
So yeah, we're chilling in bed. Cobb's making no noise whatsoever. I just go, "Shut up, Cobb!" Next minute, someone else, "Cobb, shut up!" Oh, that hurts my throat. Bro, the whole corridor just starts ripping
guy.
Him. Like, ripping him, yelling, "Cobb, shut the fuck up!" Fucking the supervisor comes down. They're like, "Cobb, come out here."
Oh, no way.
And
I watch
him get up. He's like, "What the fuck? I've done nothing."
He used to get angry as well, didn't he?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, no way.
He was pissed at me, man, because I started it.
That's so good. It's like,
smacking his bed. She's like, "Sir, I've done nothing."
It was Nathan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too good.
Right.
That's so fucking funny.
Oh, Shut up, Cobb.
That used to happen to me on the farm, eh?
Really?
Because even then, I was still going through that weird phase of, like, not really saying much.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's weird. Farm was nearly, like, was over 2 years ago already. Fuck,
that's wild.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, damn.
But yeah, we'd be fucking on the tractors and stuff, and we have the fucking radios.
Yeah.
And, like, it'd just be quiet for a while, and then the fucking fire manager was going, "Will, could you be quiet, please?"
Because you'd never talk.
Because I'd never talk, ever.
Yeah.
It's kind of bad. My uncle named, because you know how the paddocks, they're sectioned off, and they're called, like, different things?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but one of the paddocks was called 9/11. Like, literally, like, 9/11. Like,
the farmer had fun with that one.
I think it was maybe because planes always flew over it, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
But one of the only things I ever said over the speaker was we were in paddock 9/11, and a plane went over. And someone said, like, "Oh, I hope it doesn't crash." And I went on and I said, "Oh, Akbar." But, like, in the most monotone voice. Like, I didn't even put an accent. I was just like, "Oh, Akbar." It did kill, though.
I could imagine it would kill. Just some guy who never says anything never on the speaks, PA.
Says the most just wrong thing.
They're just having a normal chat. You're just, Allahu Akbar. Yeah. That would have cracked me up, bro.
It was pretty funny. And then, like, because I could hear everyone laughing and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there.
Yeah. Didn't say anything. No.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's cramped,
bro. I thought of another story when you were talking about the boarding thing. Oh, I don't know. It might have been that one.
Dude, I slapped the fuck out of cop one day, eh?
Oh, really?
Like, slapped him hard. Like, he was crying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it during school or...?
It was in the boarding house before school one day.
Right.
And he was talking shit about one of my sister's friends who, like, rides horses.
Right.
I don't know why it got to me so bad.
What year was this? Like, 8 or 9 or something?
No, year 7.
Oh, true.
I don't know why it got to me so bad. He's like, oh, yeah, she's shit. Like, yeah, she can't do anything on a horse. She doesn't know what she's doing. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. That's my friend. And, like, you know when you get that, like, rage built inside you? Like, yeah. All the testosterone's going.
You need to release it.
And it's almost like you don't even think, like, what you're doing at that time.
Yep.
And I've just gone, fucking bang!
Really?
Slapped the fuck out of him. Like, I'm pretty sure he fell down to the ground. And, like, he was crying, like, in pain.
Didn't he used to cry a fair bit?
If he got hurt, yeah. He was a bit of a...
of a crybaby.
Softy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, slapped the fuck out of him.
Yeah, good.
And, yeah, he was crying. And I was full, did the, like, hell little kid thing. I was like, bro, I'm so sorry. Like, you can hit me. Like
when you hit a sibling and they say, oh, yeah. Mom.
Because I didn't want him to tell the teachers, bro. That's when I was trying to suck the teachers off hard.
True. Did he tell on you?
Nah.
He was solid. Good man.
He's like, nah, I probably deserved it.
Probably not, though.
Nah, it was not warranted, bro. He's talking about someone I hardly even know.
You were pissed about it?
Yeah.
I was talking of fucking banter and shit.
Mm.
I took a pretty funny video today at work. I'll show you. I was going to send it to you, but I forgot. I did this to my tradie.
Michael Jordan.
What the fuck?
Because he's 24, but he's balding.
You palmed that bitch.
Yeah, I did. I hell made it obvious that I was going to do something as well. I walked up to him with, like, my phone up here. He just stood still.
Just didn't.
He didn't get it, though. Yeah. I was like, have you seen those videos? He was like, I don't know what the fuck that was. I was like, oh, don't worry then. Hopefully my friends laugh at it.
He just thought you were weird as fuck for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I pray. Fuck, did we sign the right apprentice?
Yes.
Maybe.
Oh, we're fucking... There's nothing gayer than a workshop full of straight people.
Oh, it's pretty gay.
Like, some of the shit, I'm like, if my missus, like, saw me at work, she'd be like... She'd have, like, flashbacks to, like, gay moments that I've had.
Yeah, right.
And, like, it's like that video where it's, like, the fucking equations going on behind someone's head.
She's just trying to figure out if you're actually straight.
One of the boys said that. They were like, what would your missus say if she saw you at work? I was like, I'm probably pretty similar when I'm just with her, to be honest.
They're like, fuck, you sure your missus is straight?
Yeah. It's all a facade. fuck.
She actually wants to transition into a boy and be gay with you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That could be really romantic. Bro. Speaking of my missus, I want to shout her out real quick.
Hell yeah. I'd do it.
This photo here, our new decoration, she...
Hand-drew?
Well, she hand-drew it and then painted it as well.
That's impressive, eh?
With watercolour.
That's impressive,
man. I mean, it is black and grey, but it was with watercolour.
Yeah.
Which... isn't the easiest thing to do?
Are you going to get that tattooed on you?
I kind of want it on my back, eh?
It's fucking cool.
Pretty fucking cool. But she is now a tattoo apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
At, I'd be fine to say the name of the place. Maybe not. Anyway, she's a tattoo apprentice.
Yeah.
She's not tattooing yet because she's only just started.
Yeah.
But she does have an art account now, which... obviously she posts her stuff on it, and she's selling a few things if you want to do a bit of decorating, and she's doing commissions for tattoo designs as well. Yeah. So if you have an idea and like her style, you can hit her up. She's
at
Elfie Inc. on Instagram.
Elfie Inc.
E-L-F-Y Inc.
How'd she come to that name?
Her middle name's Elfin.
That's pretty cool. I fuck with different middle names like that.
I'm jealous of her entire name.
She does have a cool name.
It's a fucking cool name.
Yeah. Her family did well.
They did very well.
Yeah.
Even her siblings have cool names.
Really?
Yeah. Her younger younger brother's called Banjo.
Yeah, that's a cool name, bro.
That's what his middle name is.
What?
William.
That's pretty dumb.
Ayo. And that's crazy. And her sister's name's Yindi.
Damn, that's cool.
Which is the Aboriginal word for sun, I'm pretty sure.
That's a cool sounding name though, Yindi.
Her middle name's Willow.
That's pretty dope.
I'm pretty sure.
Fuck, was that all someone cool else? Names.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. Anyway, Elfie Inc. on Instagram.
That's dope.
Go give it a follow if you don't already.
Yeah.
Because I did shout it out on Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get some cheap tats very soon because apprentice rates.
Good tats too.
Very good tats.
Yeah. I'd vouch. I haven't seen a tattoo before, but.
Yeah.
I'd vouch.
Me either. Well, I have, but yeah. Not on human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll hell be. Yeah.
She will be. I also, believe in her.
Apologies for no Mr. Allen episode today. He was stuck in a storm up in the hills.
Yeah, I think a tree might have fallen like in his driveway, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah,
but
we move. He will come.
He is coming. Eventually. He's coming. We've had phone calls.
Yeah,
and we've been messaging, so it is happening.
We've been in contact with the man.
Just let us edge you a little bit longer.
Yeah, we're doing a Kanye West to him right now.
Literally.
Saying that we're dropping.
Every week.
It's not dropping.
Everyone's like, oh, surely it's Mr. Allen this week.
Now I can finally stop listening to these two fuckheads. Yeah. I just want to hear Mr. Allen.
I just want to see Allen. But yes, stay posted.
Yeah.
Because he is coming.
It'll come soon.
And he's going to come hard.
He's coming hard.
He is coming so hard.
He told us he is coming hard.
Pause.
All the time.
All the time. God damn. We will not be talking like that with him.
Yeah, expect a more PG interview.
Actually, maybe not. He gets pretty rowdy.
I'd be keen to get rowdy with him.
I was going to message, literally before he messaged and said he couldn't come, I was going to message and be like, oh, is there any sort of like wine or beer you prefer? Like, we'll have a few drinks, you know, chill out.
That would be good.
No shit, that would be fun.
Get him on the piers. Do like a 3-hour episode.
Protect our Alan.
That's got to be the fucking title.
That's when actually a good one.
Protect our Alan.
Protect our Alan.
Feet, Mr. Alan.
Hell yeah. Oh, fuck. God damn.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Should we wrap it?
We shall.
All right.
Wrap it.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Just your mates.
Oh, yeah. Give us feedback on the fucking decorations as well.
They'll actually be hanging up, hopefully, next episode.
Yeah. I should be.
Yeah.
Yee yee.
Yee yee. Ski yee.
Ski yee. My coochie pink. My booty hole brown.